You're listening to the Goop Chat on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's another Tuesday. Hello. This is CJSF 90.1 here with the Group Chat.
Yup. I'm Ronia.
Mm-hmm.
Paige.
Malik.
Get close. Yeah. Yeah. I guess just to an announcement for today. Today we're just going to be a little chill, I guess. Mm-hmm. I picked out a lovely little album that we can all listen to.
That's nice. Who is it by?
The artist is Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of their earlier albums.
I know.
Yeah. You know it.
It's a band, right?
Yeah, it's a band. Yeah.
Never heard of them before.
They're really good. Well, they're experimental, like you could say. So I don't know if we can all go on this journey, and then we can just talk about each track.
Sure.
When they come on, and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, the album is called Trespass. It is their second album. And I guess to start us off, we can start with the first track on Trespass, which is called Looking for Someone.
Sorry.
I guess I'm doing that. Trying to find a memory in a dark room. Dirty man, you're looking like a Buddha. I know you well. Yeah. Keep on a straight line. Sunlight through the trees to keep you warm in peaceful shades of green. We'll be right back.
I found myself a name.
Back. First of all, let's kick it off by mentioning we got a lovely caller.
Oh,
who's also
was
a
so
fan
sweet.
Of Genesis.
Yep.
I'm so bummed that I didn't get to talk to him. But oh
right.
Well. But that's lovely. I guess just to get some notes on this band, because I forgot to mention.
Mm-hmm.
But this album was, I mentioned this is their second album. Our singer for this album is called Peter Gabriel. Who, you know, after a while
went
solo,
too. Oh, wow, you actually
too.
Know everything that he said.
Yeah.
Oh, you should have spoke to him. I'm sorry.
It's okay. The guitarist for this album is Anthony Phillips, mm-hmm. who after this album left the band.
Mm-hmm.
The drummer for this album is not famously Phil Collins. He came in after this one for Nursery Crime, but the drummer for this album is called, I think, John Mayhew, who made his first and only appearance in this album.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's really all the notes. Tony Banks as the keyboardist. What's his name? Oh, I'm blanking. The bassist is called...
It's okay.
It's okay, yeah.
Well, by the time that you think about it, the caller also mentioned that the drummer, Collins, I'm not
yeah,
really
Phil
sure.
Collins.
Yeah, him? He's going to be replacing the main singer.
He does at the second. Well, not the second.
And he's a really popular 80s singer.
Yeah. At halfway point through Genesis, after the album The Lamb Dies Down on Broadway, Peter Gabriel leaves the band and Phil Collins replaces him. And it's honestly still pretty good. They all still have their really good tunes with Phil Collins. But personally, I just love the band with Peter Gabriel.
Mm.
But I guess just to talk about a little bit about the song, so we're not just like passively listening to everything. Personally, I love this song. I love how it comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, when Peter Gabriel starts the song off, with like the smooth, like, I don't know what it is, I think like a Moog on the background, he has this very like lush, soulful voice at the beginning. And then at the same time, he has like such a big range that it's almost like it's a different singer at times.
Oh, really?
Because he has such an amazing range, such an amazing voice that it's just lovely to listen to. But I guess not only that, like, even his vocals sometimes are like they feel like childlike.
But why is he leaving the band then?
Well, in I think 97, yeah, with the Lion Dies on Broadway,
mm-hmm,
there were some complications with the band of,
oh, really?
Him feeling, I guess, trapped from the band, like not being able to do other things.
Oh.
Like being only, like if you're in the band, you're in the band, you can't do other stuff. And also, I think, yeah, some personal issues had arisen.
Really?
But after that, I mean, you know, he went on and did his solo stuff and still went on to do amazing work, right? Like with I Want to Be Your Sledgehammer, the caller mentioned. I think that's from his album Soul, which is an amazing album.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think most of his albums are...
I'm not sure. I just heard that one from the album for,
yeah,
now. But I know you're going to play more.
Yeah.
So
and we
whoever
shall.
Called, he should stay tuned,
yeah,
for the rest
whoever
of the album.
Whoever called, thank you for calling. This made my day. And be sure to stay tuned because we'll be playing the whole album. And here comes the next song on Trespass called White Mountain. Here you go. Welcome, welcome. I really like that
you're playing this album, because like someone out there is like enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. I feel like we've kind of lost the enjoyment for, or at least this is what I think. Like there's some of the enjoyment of like the old albums, or at least this is a little bit more like experimental, so not many people to begin with are listening too much to experimental music. I imagine. Who knows? But yeah, I mean, God, what a what. What are you staring?
What are you saying?
I just haven't heard a lot from Malik today.
What?
He hasn't really spoke today. It's a bit odd.
Okay. Well, what I like about this song is almost how it rises and then falls. Like,
oh, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool, yeah.
Because, then again, like, I don't think I'm ever going to tire about saying how good Peter Gabriel's voice is. But reaching those high notes... Not even, like, I guess, high notes of, like, straining his voice, but, like, I guess high pinnacles in the music. And then immediately going back into, like, soft and sweet and melodic guitar. Mm. And then again building that up. And honestly, this is a silly thing for me, at least. Because the album is called Trespass. And in this song, part of the lyrics, he mentions trespass, the word, simply.
Oh. That's kind of cool.
I guess, yeah. For me, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, my God. He said the word. But this is really silly. And I don't think it really has to do anything much. It's just...
No, but
It's a good song.
I realize he actually have a really good range, though.
Yeah, because even sometimes when... Like, I wouldn't go as far to say that he is, like, the best vocalist out there. But I would definitely say that he's one of the most talented. Or at least he can express the music very cleverly. Mm-hmm. Like, he can do, like, very screeching tones or very... like childlike.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then he can sound extremely soulful. He can sound amazing, right?
That's cool.
Is not his, like, I wouldn't say this is like his best vocal work. I think that would probably be The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, but that's like 1 hour and 40 minutes, and we don't have that time.
who's your guys' favorite vocalist ever?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's a good question. I would personally say Robert Plant. Do you know who
Who's yours?
Rihanna. Rihanna and Mariah Carey.
That's good.
I don't know. Those are good. I heard some stuff about Mariah Carey.
What?
Yeah. I heard like she edits a lot, even while doing
Wait, is,
like
was
live.
That her or is that someone else?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, okay, no, never mind. Not Mariah Carey then. who is it? Rihanna and, yeah, it's Rihanna for it.
I mean, Ariana Grande also has a really good vocal range.
Oh my God, Ariana Grande is so good.
Wait, I didn't say Ariana Grande, I said Rihanna.
I wish.
No, I know, but like, she's another one that she has really good range.
Yeah, that's one of my tops. Yeah, that's one of my tops.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of vocalists today that are like, oof, they're really good.
Right?
Yeah.
But like, she doesn't give out that many albums anymore, which is like sad.
I feel like in general, albums are like a lot slower.
That is true.
Not slower in like listening to them, but like coming out.
You know who's a really good male one too? My top three males are Usher, R. Kelly, and... Wait, I had one more. Damn.
Blank.
Never mind.
I don't think I've heard R. Kelly's voice.
No?
Same.
But I know Usher. Yeah, he's really good.
R. Kelly's voice is so good.
The prime, like, play at clubs or stuff. I don't know. I mean, he's like peak 2000s. That's what
it's
I
like
imagine.
It's like a party.
Yeah, 2000s peak. I love 2000s music.
That is kind of true. Yeah. But I think...
And Keisha Cole.
Male, the only one that comes to my mind right now is the singer in Queen.
Oh, Freddie Mercury?
He's amazing. Insane.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I think I've heard of him.
Oof. You think you've heard of him?
You think
you've heard of him? Anyway, we also don't have too much time, and I want to get this album done.
These 8 minute per song, 8 minute per song album.
Sort of, yeah.
Amazing.
You get more. The more, the merrier. And here's the next song. The more, the merrier. The next song is Visions of Angels.
I like the name.
Thank you. forest, gazing at the sun, looking at the trees, but there's not even one. See a rippling stream that smiles and then goes by. Run to feel its comfort, but the water's dry. I see her face and run to take her hand. Why she's never there, I just don't understand. The trumpet sound, my whole world crumbles down. Will crumble, so will fall my love. For the fragile beauty of our lives must fade. Though I once remember echoes of my youth, now I sense no past, no love that ends in love. Take this dream, the stars are filled with light. The blossom glides like snowflakes from trees. In vengeance to a god no one can reach. Visions of angels all around dance in the sky, leaving me here forever. Goodbye.
Visions of angels all around, dancing in the sky, leaving me here forever. Goodbye. Visions of angels.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. I think that was the end of Trespasses Side 1. Because
really?
albums are, you know.
Yeah, I know.
When
I know
they're pressing vinyl,
how many songs is each side?
Well, I think if I'm correct and this is the end of Side 1, there's three songs in this one. And then the next three songs would be Stagnation, Dusk, and then The Knife. Which is one of their best songs.
Is it like a storytelling type of stuff?
I think Genesis has always been one of those bands who kind of tell a story through their music.
Yeah.
But it's not all super connected, or at least from my understanding. Like something like Nursery Crime, their next album, is very... I know that they all kind of have their own story. It's almost like... I mean... The album is called Nursery Crime. Every story is almost like a nursery crime. Like, the music box is, I think, about...
That's kind of cool.
Actually, I don't think I can talk about that because it has really messed up.
Huh?
It has a really messed up story.
Talk about it.
Well, okay.
He starts talking when it's about, like...
In the music box from Nursery Crime, from what I've heard, this is full disclosure, what I've heard, I don't know if this is fully... what it is about, but from I think a documentary or a synopsis of Musical Box, it's a story Peter Gabriel wrote himself about a boy and a girl who discover this musical box.
Yeah.
Which when they open it, the boy, I don't think I can literally talk about it
talk about it.
What is
an insane story.
Wait, I want to hear it now.
Box and I will walk around the subject.
Just talk about it, bro.
No, because I don't think this is for radio.
Come on, bro.
But
is it that bad?
He ends up getting like in a bit of
a fight,
weird mood, and he ends up
freaky.
He ends up, I think the girl ends up killing the guy.
Oh, why? So it is basically...
why did he kill her?
And then I think when she kills the other boy, he revives as an old man.
Oh, hell.
And what does he do?
And
it's going to keep going.
Again, it's something that I literally can't tell. It's really insane. But then again, I don't know if this is...
Why would they think about such a story, though?
I don't know how Peter Gabriel came up with this story.
Sharbel, what happens?
I can't...
What did the old man do?
Guys, if you're interested in the story of the musical box, I think I gave you enough little tidbits
you guys know what happened.
And you can call in, maybe, and fact check me. That I am completely wrong.
It's
this is
true
something
story.
I heard. I don't know if it's. I don't
true.
Know if this is
it
true.
It happened.
Really, Jesus Christ.
From a box.
But anyway, back to I think Genesis has always had a little bit of storytelling in their albums. But I think the main one, which is like what is conventionally known as a what's it called? Something like The Wall from Pink Floyd, which is a...
Oh, I know that one.
Conceptual album, I think that's what it's called. Where they the whole album is surrounding an idea or telling a full story. The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway is one of those albums. Where the full album follows a story throughout the whole thing. There aren't any like little interludes. There's some interludes, but they all still follow the same thing.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so... Anyone who likes the idea of this, you can go ahead and listen to Genesis. They're an amazing band.
So this album was based on the old man?
No, the Trespass, I don't know everything about... fun fact about, the song that
we
listened
to. Okay, but what do they say about the story in the songs, though?
Which I was just saying, bro. Like, this
I
really
can't,
point.
I can't. If
we already know what it leads
to. If
you're
interested, you can look it up. That's it.
No, but like, what would they say about it in the songs?
I don't know.
Old nerd.
But fun fact about Visions of Angels, I don't think it was Tony Banks who wrote the piano piece. At least that's what the Genesis themselves says. In their own site. I think it was John Mayhew, the drummer who came up with the piano part, which is interesting because normally Tony Banks would be doing most of the piano work. But anyway, that was Visions of Angels. a very beautiful piece. At first, I kind of felt like it was almost like a choir song.
Yeah.
Because they all come in with this very upbeat.
Fits the angels.
Yeah, exactly. But it's still a very beautiful piece. And even that ending part where it's kind of building up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to describe it exactly. But it's building up and then it has this like kind of like little guitar part that's kind of like going into the ending.
Ooh.
I think it was building up with an organ or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, that was an amazing song. One of my favorite albums.
That was cool.
Yeah. And we can go to the second side of the album, which is arguably the best. Arguably the best side of the album.
Well, I never thought this could get better.
And the next piece is called Stagnation. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
slimy water.
Explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
Okay, that was Stagnation. Here. And let me remind you guys, this is CJSF 90.1 up here in SFU, Burnaby. Yeah, that was Stagnation. And I did fact check. It was not John Mayhew who came up with the piano part. It was originally Anthony Phillips, who's a guitarist. Mm-hmm. He's the one who plays piano. Or at least that's what the site says. Mm-hmm. You know, the Genesis Band site. But yeah, I mean, still interesting, because I would have imagined it would have been, you know, Tony Banks. But this one, I mean, what can I even say? This is probably my favorite piece, apart from the first one, Looking for Someone. Simply because it's just such a journey. It's an epic, almost. it starts really calm. You know, there's almost like, I think there's some instrumentation by, like, I think some drums. So I think it starts with a little bit of calm. Oh, what is it? I think I'm blanking. But it starts really, really relaxed. And then it just starts to pick up really slowly. But I love it because it's almost like a slow burn. And it's really worth it. I think, like, my personal favorite part is those parts where it does bum, ba, bum, ba, bum, and then it just goes into their section.
I actually heard that one, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And for me, my favorite verse is, like, on those last verses when Peter Gabriel's like almost screaming into the microphone of I want to sit down, I want to drink. For me, those are just like, that's the pinnacle. It's really worth it. It's the creme de la creme, one of their best songs in my opinion, but one of the best songs. But yeah, we're almost done with the album.
And almost done with the show.
Actually. Yeah, almost done with the show. Yeah. You see, it's lining up. But all we have left is Dusk, which is a very relaxed piece. Mm-hmm. Very somber compared to what we just listened to. Almost like foreshadowing that there's something else to come. Because it's every one of you's for like first time listening to it, I'll just let you hear it. But the last track on this album is absolutely incredible. But here you go. We're going to play The Dusk. Well, is it called The Dusk? No, it's called Just Dusk. Enjoy. And we're back. We don't have much time left to play the last one, so I'll just give some quick little notes about it. The song called Dusk is, I just remembered, Mike Rutherford is the bassist and guitarist too. He plays both. For Dusk, and as I said, it's a very relaxed piece. Even when it ends, it doesn't, it feels like there's more, right? Because it doesn't feel like an ending. And that's exactly where The Knife comes in, which is their last track off Trespass, and probably one of the best, if it weren't for Stagnation. But this is the ice cream after the very bad dinner. I can't swear, so I'll just say very bad dinner. But here you go. Since we don't have much time left, be sure to stay tuned for the next episode of Open Mic with Sasha. Here in SFU, CJSF 90.1, and have a good rest of your day. We're all signing off after we leave the song. So I hope you enjoyed this album as much as I did, at least. And have a good day. Bye bye.